Hey everybody, before we start the show, I just want to tell you about pristineauction.com. Daily auctions ending nightly with hundreds of items perfect for your man cave. Everything you get is certified authentic, definitely affordable. It's free to register and it's free to bid, and you only pay when you win. Go to pristineauction.com and let them know you heard about it from Sleeperwire. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com.
I challenge you to a duel.
Talk to you no more, you.
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean.
All right, let's go.
Hey, sleepers, and welcome to the Sleepwire Great Debate Show, where we do a quick debate between two players. I'm your host, Professor Chris, and with me once again is my wonderful co-host, Prophet Hoos. What's up, man?
What is up? What is up? What is up, Chris? How's it going, man?
How you been? It is great to have you back on the show.
Yeah, I didn't get blinded today. It was pretty sweet, you know. Totally disregarded the guy that said on the news, don't stare at the sun. want to peak, you know, and I'm not blind, so I feel pretty good about today.
Well, maybe your retinas will still be good tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, they'll just melt away. And
were you in the path of totality?
No, not completely. I got about like 90% or
okay.
I'm not even sure.
Here in Indiana, where I'm at, we got about, I think, 91 to 2%. So it actually, like, honestly, like, it wasn't that exciting. It got a little dimmer outside, but it didn't get dark.
Yeah, it didn't get dark at all for me. The best we were able to see it, to actually look directly at it, was when the clouds passed and you were able to kind of see it. It was really nice and white. Other than that, it was hard to see it.
Yeah, I had a pair of the eclipse glasses. I was sitting outside this afternoon drinking a beer and looking at it, and it was just, it's not that impressive. I mean, it was kind of cool.
not that impressive.
Yeah, not that great. Actually, my next door neighbor was telling me that the next time it comes around, I believe it's 2024, the next solar eclipse, where I live in Indiana, is actually in the path of totality. And he was telling me that he's going to do Airbnb next time, because some of the places in the path of totality, if you rented out an entire house for Airbnb, they were going for like 10 grand.
Wow. Well, we know for the next, 6 years from now, seven?
Yeah, 7 years. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. So if you can, you know, extrapolate that back a little bit, maybe like $1,000 for a room. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
All right, guys, enough about that. What we're going to be doing here is having an actual debate style argument between two players. We're going to spend a few minutes arguing for our player, about 90 seconds for rebuttals, and then we're going to wrap it up with final thoughts on our player. So right now, during draft season, these great debates are over who you would rather draft, which guy you would rather have on your team. And we got some wide receivers to talk about today. We're doing Jarvis Landry versus Michael Crabtree. Ooh. I have Jarvis Landry. Hoos has Michael Crabtree. And Hoos has elected to go first. So why don't you go ahead and kick it off?
Man, this is a good one, because these guys, they never can really go wrong. But Michael Crabtree, man, do you want a guy that's finished top 10 in red zone, not just last year, but the year before? Do you want a guy that leads his team in red zone attempts and also leads his team in touchdowns? If you're thinking Amari Cooper was his name, no, it's Michael Crabtree. And he's in the fourth round. That's ridiculous. You're going to get a guy that finished as a number one for you. A number one, and he had five games where he finished with single digits. That's insane. And he still finished as a number one in PPR leagues and a 12-man. Still. I don't know how you're going to get away from this guy. This guy has you know, produced almost consecutive 1,000-yard years. Basically mimicking, you know, what we always hoped for Michael Crabtree. He had that great year when he was on San Fran, and we all thought he'd be this Megatron type of guy. He's not quite that, but he's a reliable guy, steady guy. He's the number one option on his team for receptions and red zone. Not sure if I mentioned that. He's going two rounds later than the guy who he's scoring points over. And Jarvis Landry, while Jarvis did finish right behind him, good job, Jarvis. This year is not the year to be wanting to kind of own Jarvis Landry. I'll get into that more on my final. But just Crabtree, again, you know, steady Eddie guy. He's going to get the receptions. He's going to get the yardage. He's going to probably see about, I'm not really, you know, we don't really like to project too much here, but I do like to just project where I believe he will finish. And right now I have him 13 in my personal rankings, not the sleeper wire rankings, but my own personal. That's about one notch from where he is last year. But again, he's still going to be finishing. I do have him above Cooper. I do believe that he's going to still finish for you as a close to a wide receiver one in PPR leagues. He just has all the, you know, all they added pieces around like Marshawn to kind of help scare that red zone. But guess who they're going to probably go back to? They're going to go back to the guy that scored 9 touchdowns in 2015, eight touchdowns 2016, you know. So again, you know, he had that year with
All right. Excited. Yeah. I want to reiterate something that you just said about the projections, and it's something I absolutely believe in. It's fine to project where guys are going to fish. I mean, that's why we do these rankings, right? But we do believe that stat projections are bullshit for the most part.
Yeah, it's just no way.
Yeah, I think this guy's going to finish with 1,245 yards and, you know, 81 catches and 6 touchdowns. Like, what?
Yeah, it's fun, but it's, come on.
Yeah, but absolutely. It's, come on. Absolutely. All right, I'm going to go ahead and jump into my rebuttal here. All right, so for Michael Crabtree, being in Oakland has for sure revitalized this guy's career. However, the only reason that he finished as the RB12 last year is the touchdowns. I mean, touchdowns are great. He led the Raiders in red zone targets and scored 8 touchdowns. However, this is going to be Amari Cooper's third year in the league, and I'm a subscriber to the third-year breakout for wide receivers. Cooper has finished in the top or near the top 12 in his first 2 years, finishing as the wide receiver 13 last year, just one behind Crabtree in PPR. I think he can take that step up over Crabtree this year. With a better running game this year in Marshawn Lynch instead of Latavius Murray, the Raiders will likely be running the ball even more, and they're going to be running it more effectively than they did with Murray. Lynch is going to get red zone carries, which is going to take away from red zone passing plays. The Raiders also signed Jared Cook, who is much better at the tight end position than Clive Walford is, and he's also better in the red zone. All of these things point to Crabtree not scoring as many touchdowns this year, which is going to hurt his value. He relied on the touchdowns. He's currently going at the 4.05, which means that you most likely have to draft him as your wide receiver too, instead of a little bit later. And there are just some other guys that I'd take before him that are going after him, like you know, Allen Robinson, Golden Tate, and even the guy I'm taking in this debate, Jarvis Landry. All right, we're going to go ahead and move over to Jarvis Landry here. So let me preface this by saying that in standard scoring, I'm most likely going to take Crabtree. So I'm going to be approaching... yeah, right? I'm going to be approaching this debate from a PPR standpoint.
Okay.
Jarvis Landry is only 1 year removed from finishing as a wide receiver one. In 2015, right, he finished as the number 11 wide receiver after going off for 110 catches, 1,157 yards and 4 touchdowns. That 110 was more than Larry Fitzgerald's 107, which led the league last year. Sure, we'd like to see the touchdown numbers go up, but when you're getting that many catches and yards, touchdowns are a bonus. Last year, Landry had 94 catches, 1,136 yards, once again 4 touchdowns, finishing as the wide receiver 14, only 2 spots behind Crabtree's wide receiver 12 spot. He had 10 games in which he put up 5 or more catches, and 6 of those were with at least 7 catches. He scored double-digit points in 12 of the 16 games, only crapping your team 4 times. He was a guy who you could feel comfortable plugging in and getting at least 15 points on any given week. He was reliable. He was only targeted 9 times in the red zone, which is kind of low, but he did catch 7 of those 9 targets. He caught 71.8% of his targets last year, catching 94 of the 131 targets. The Dolphins have Jay Cutler at quarterback this season, signing him after Ryan Tannehill hyperextended his left knee, which is the same knee with a partially torn ACL from last December, so Tannehill's gone for the entire year. Cutler has typically locked onto one receiver for the most part. He did it with Brandon Marshall. He did it with Alshon Jeffrey. There was a lot of hype for the first preseason game with him targeting Devontae Parker. I mean, he targeted him a few times. But I don't believe that Parker is going to be the guy. I know he's a big wide receiver, but I still think it's Landry. I don't see why Cutler wouldn't come in and use his best weapon, which is clearly Jarvis Landry. He's the best weapon in that receiving corps. Cutler made Matt Forte a great PPR running back by checking down to him. Now he's going to have that speedy short route wide receiver in Landry, so he doesn't have to check down to running backs. He can throw quick slants and quick outs to Landry, which is going to be great. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not advocating that you draft Jarvis Landry as your wide receiver one. We're not talking about wide receiver ones here. However, he is going at the 5.05 spot in a 12-team PPR.
Oh, man. I was once in love with a guy that was drafted in the same class as a buddy of mine. It's not really a buddy of mine, Odell Beckham. But, yeah, I was once in love with him. But after they paid Kenny Stills a lot of money, after they brought in Jay Cutler, I was excited about Matt Moore for Jarvis Landry. But it's one game, it's a preseason game. After they force-fed Devontae Parker, after they didn't give Jarvis Landry an extension, they didn't even discuss it with him hardly. Not with the numbers he was looking for. And that guy's out the door. I mean, they paid Stills. They have Devontae Parker. They're force-feeding him the ball. They're moving on from Jarvis Landry. There's just no reason to buy into Jarvis Landry this year. He fell way. I haven't even redone my rankings yet, but I've got to fix those things, because right now I've got Jarvis Landry at number two receiver, and I just don't buy it now. I'm sorry. I really want to, but I can't. I can't buy something I've never seen. I won't. You know, if I've seen it before, some flashes of it, they're talking all about Devontae Parker. I mean, I don't even like Devontae Parker. You know, I mean, he's a fine gentleman and a scholar and all that good stuff. But as a talent, you know, they've invested, you know, a lot. They picked him high. It's just so much money they paid Stills.
All right, guys, before we wrap it up with our final thoughts, I've got one more thing to mention. As you know, we gave away a signed Antonio Brown jersey a couple weeks ago. But don't worry, if you didn't win, we're going to have some more amazing contests that we're going to be running this year. To do this, we need your help. I'm giving a special shout out to another sponsor of the Great Debate Show, Fantasy Champs. We have a special offer for 10% off an order at fantasychamps.com. They offer the absolute best hardware for your fantasy football league. We got championship trophies, championship rings, championship belts. They offer fantasy draft boards if you haven't ordered one yet. And yes, they even have a loser trophy for that schmuck who finishes last in your league.
Loser.
All right, so to get this special promo, go on fantasychamps.com. Use the promo code SLEEPERS for 10% off your order.
Pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet. All right, let's move into our final thoughts here. Hoos, let's take it back to Michael Crabtree.
Crabtree, man, he's going to be a nice security blanket over you. Just wrap it around your body on draft day, and you'll feel secure. You'll feel nice. Your body will feel warm. It might be the booze, but it's probably Crabtree. Crabtree is a stud. I mean, he just gets the receptions. He gets the targets. 140 he got last year. He got 140-something the year before. He's a steady guy. I mean, you're drafting a guy in the fourth round. You know, you already took a guy in the first and second round, maybe even the third. You might have took a guy that you felt a little iffy on. Landry is that guy that's going to be iffy this year due to the quarterback change. We saw one game from Cutler. The guy just came out of retirement. He's not a good quarterback. He just isn't. So we're relying on him to make Jarvis Landry relevant now. I just don't see it. I think Crabtree is the safest bet. Round four. You're going to spin a round pick earlier. Landry's going to be there a round later, but there's a reason for that. I mean, he caught four touchdowns, you know, last year, four touchdowns the year prior. You know, that 110 receptions, that was the year before that, 2015. 2016, you're going to see, he saw a decrease. 2017, you're going to see it again. And he's out of the door. He's going to be a fine piece next year on another fantasy team, on another real NFL team, I should say.
I just want to address one thing real quick. I don't think we're relying on Cutler to make Landry relevant. I think Landry's already relevant. I don't think it matters who the quarterback is. I think Landry is still going to be great. Now, like I was mentioning before I got cut off by the buzzer, he's going in the fifth round at the 505 in a 12-team PPR. That's almost a full round later than Michael Crabtree. That means if you're one of those guys who waits on quarterback and tight end, like we generally tend to advise, that's, you know, that's the direction we like to go.
True.
Yeah. That means you can grab two good running backs, two good wide receivers, and still have a guy who finishes as a wide receiver one or close to that as your wide receiver three on your team. That's pretty good value right there. Personally, I have Landry ranked as my number 16 wide receiver, which I'm guessing you think is high.
That's strong. So that is strong after the cutty news.
Yeah, so I'm thrilled that I can get a guy that I really like in the middle rounds and don't need to take him early. He's a reliable PPR guy who you're going to love being able to play as your wide receiver three or your flex. I just think that's great.
Good points. Good points. Very fair. The round later is nice if you're thinking about value, which if you're an experienced drafter, you love that value. You're drafting value.
Absolutely. So, all right, guys, a couple final things before we go. We have a new home at Dash Radio. Listen to Nick, Mickey, and I every Friday on Dash Radio from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. And again, over the weekend, it's internet radio, either online, dashradio.com, or through the app. To find it, we've had some people who couldn't find it. So when you go on there, you have to go under genre and then scroll down. We're under the talk genre. So that's where you hear it.
Talk part.
Talk part. Yep. Yep. I want to encourage you guys to go to sleeperwire.com, check out our weekly rankings, submit a question to the Sleeperwire crew. You can find us on Twitter at Sleeperwire Show. I'm on there at Seymour Sleeperwire. Hoos is on there at Sleeperwire Hoos. Find us on Sleeperbot at Professor Chris and Prophet Hoos, and the Fantasy Life at Professor Chris and Hoos the Prophet. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
All right.
I'm ready for rising.